Track 7. MP says scrapping winter fuel allowance is absurd. Central Devon MP Mel Stride has called the cull on winter fuel payments a complete shock to pensioners. Mr. Stride, the Shadow Work and Pension Secretary, had called the decision to scrap the payment as absurd. Speaking in the Commons during the debate over the controversial issue, Mr. Stride said the proposal's lack of scrutiny was impossible to justify. He said there had been no explanation on why there has been no impact assessments or why the decision was so urgent. Before the controversial vote on the payment, Mr. Stride said the policy would cause untold hardship to millions.
Crowds come out for Tynmouth Pride. The weather was warm and sunny for the second Tynmouth Pride at the weekend, and there were still plenty of rainbows. The family-friendly festival, held to celebrate inclusivity, diversity and love, was attended by many from the lesbian, gay, bi, trans and queer plus LGBTQ plus communities and allies. There were some fantastic costumes, and all who went along enjoyed an extended programme of activities and entertainment. It began on the Friday evening with an amazing Lady Gaga impersonator, and on the Saturday and Sunday, and a street market. There was seaside entertainment by Tony Liddington and a Punch and Judy show, and Saturday saw a full programme on the main stage on Holland Road. And there was, this article is accompanied by lots of photographs in rainbow-coloured people, including a dog with a rainbow-coloured neckerchief.
Artists brush off graffiti vandalism. Volunteers donned their rubber gloves and armed themselves with scrubbing brushes and paint rollers at the weekend to battle the spate of recent graffiti in Tynmouth. Many were the same volunteers who were left devastated last weekend when the mural they painted to brighten an underpass in the town was vandalised within hours of them finishing on Saturday, September the 7th. As well as defacing the fresh artwork in the subway by Tynmouth Railway Station, vandals left similar tags on walls by Tynmouth Library, on Key Road by Tynmouth Docks and Clay Lane. "While we didn't deal with all the graffiti, we got rid of a lot," said Councillor David Cox, who rallied the clean-up group together. Tynmouth Town Council has offered a £200 reward for information that helps identify graffiti vandals. Councillors are optimistic that the perpetrators of last week's vandalism have been captured on CCTV. "We need a joined-up approach. There is a study from the University of Utrecht that says graffiti across an area leads to an increase in crime and antisocial behaviour," David noted. Prior to working on the subway mural earlier this month, community artists had already covered up previous graffiti on the murals they painted last year. Artwork ideas for the Tynmouth in Mind and Environment project had been generated after consultation with the community and visitors to the town. The project is aimed at creating a bright, creative environment where residents can feel a sense of belonging and ownership. "It's disheartening to see our community's hard work defaced by graffiti, especially when so many people have come together to improve and brighten our town. The fact that the damage occurred just hours after we completed the project made it even more painful," said Sam Locke, community artist and Tynmouth Recycled Art in the Landscape Coordinator. "However," she added, "this setback won't stop us. In fact, it's only strengthened our want to fix this and continue making Tynmouth a beautiful, welcoming place for everyone. We will keep pushing forward, determined to show that creativity and community spirit are stronger than any act of vandalism."
Two people have been taken to hospital after an incident involving chemicals at an Exmouth business. Firefighters, including those from Newton Abbott, were called to Eurotech in Exmouth just before 9 o'clock on Thursday, the 12th of September, following a report of a chemical-related incident. The South Western Ambulance Service said eight people were treated at the scene, with one other being taken to the Royal Devon and Exeter Hospital by ambulance for further treatment. One other person admitted themselves to the hospital. Eurotech staff, who had to be evacuated from the building during the incident, have since returned to work, the Mid-Devon Advertiser understands.
Appeal following devastating blaze. An appeal for help and funding has been launched following a devastating fire in Ilsington. Fire crews were alerted to the blaze on Saturday evening following reports of agricultural fire involving machinery. But the fire has destroyed equipment used by a family landscaping and tree surgery business. The GoFundMe appeal has raised more than £130 to help the family, where there have also been calls for help to donate any equipment so the business can continue. Appealing on social media, Amy Wells said, "We are a young family who run a tree surgery and landscaping business, employing several members of staff. We had a devastating barn fire last year and have lost all machinery and equipment. If anyone has anything that may be of use that would mean we could get back to work as quickly as possible, we would be extremely grateful. The cause of the fire is said to have been accidental. Fire crews from Torquay, Paignton, Buckfastleigh, Plympton and Ivorybridge were involved in tackling the fire, which broke out at about 6:30 p.m. Three crews went to the scene initially in response to reports of the fire along with a water carrier, but the nature of the incident and the number of calls led to a further crew being mobilised. On arrival, they confirmed the whole agricultural building was alight. Firefighters made progress using jets supplemented by the water bowser and a hydrant on site. A fire service spokesman said, "One agricultural building used to store agricultural machinery and items of equipment 100% damaged by the fire. Crews used two jets and one hose reel to extinguish the fire."
Prospect of smoking ban goes down like a lead balloon. With the ban on outdoor smoking having been mooted by Keir Starmer's government, the Mid-Devon Advertiser speaks with several local pubs to gauge opinion. If brought into law, the proposal would prohibit tobacco use outside pubs and restaurants, including on pavements. So, first up is the Ye Olde Jolly Sailor. "Personally, I don't think it is a law that will be passed," said owner Jake. "It would be a very difficult law to police, and for that reason, I can't see it happening," he added. But let's say it did happen. How would it affect Tynmouth's oldest pub? "I don't think it would that much. I think people would just step beyond that line in the garden, have their cigarette and still have their beer," Jake said. "Years ago, they banned it inside and now they're trying to ban it outside. What's next? Banning smoking in the streets?" he added. Smoking in enclosed public places and workplaces became illegal in 2007. Next up, we have the Brunswick Arms in Dawlish. "I'm not really that bothered. I imagine people will literally just step onto the pavement and have a cigarette instead," said landlord Dan. "I'm a non-smoker. I've never smoked in my life, but I have been here for 15 years and I couldn't care less if people smoke outside a pub," he added. And it's Newton Abbott's Jolly Farmer up next. "I'm very concerned. Another nail in the coffin for pubs," said owner Glenn. "It will just stop people going to the pub, and all these people that say, 'I would go to the pub more often if people weren't smoking outside,' it's nonsense. I think people need to realise that pubs aren't just places where people go to get drunk. A pub is a community hub. I'm certainly concerned about it. What's the next step? You can't sell hard spirits in a pub. You can only sell 5% alcohol wine. Who knows?" Glenn added.